The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, today our topic is the friend of Allah. Inshallah, we will discuss about the qualities, the attributes of the friend of Allah. And one of the unique friend of Allah, inshallah, nowadays, inshallah, we'll discuss about this blessed personality as well. Inshallah, we'll start with the recitation of Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله
مدینے میں مدینے جانے والا جانے والوں جاؤ جاؤ پی امان اللہ کبھی تو اپنا بھی لگ جائے گا پھر مدینے میں کبھی تو اپنا بھی لگ جائے گا پھر مدینے میں
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Great topic, a friend of Allah. They are the chosen people of Allah Almighty and they have a higher rank in the court of Allah Almighty. اور انہی کے صدقے میں جو ہے وہ بارشیں بھی برستی ہیں, رزق بھی تقسیم ہوتا ہے، بہت ساری ان کی برکتیں ہیں. آج انشاءاللہ اس حوالے سے بات بھی کریں گے. ان کی بڑی شان ہے، بڑی ایک عظمت ہے ان کی الحمدللہ عز و جل. افتخار بھائی سے سٹارٹ کرتے ہیں. جی افتخار بھائی،
today's topic a beautiful topic, the friends of Allah, the awliya Allah, no doubt they have no fear, they have no worry, and when you come across them they'll change not just your life but the life of many other people. But one thing we have to remember is that in every era we read about them, we hear about them, but to sit in their company and just to gain a moment of their company and be in their presence, put that to one side of your life and the rest of your life on the other side. That is how their maqam and their rank is, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. They have no worry for the world, they have no greed. Everything that they have, they want to serve and help the Muslim ummah. They have love for the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have worry, they have fear all the time. They're thinking of what they can do to better and help other people. They have no greed for this world. They don't leave behind mansions, they don't leave behind big palaces. They don't leave things like this behind. They want to pass on the wealth and do those things which will benefit them. And you see them struggling and striving and going through difficulties. Why? Because you hear from them that they say that, look, we can gain the blessings in this world, but we'll get less blessings in the hereafter. They will sacrifice and go through these difficulties because they know the reward in the afterlife is immense. And we read about many people like this, and every single one, the friends of Allah that you read about, or the friend of Allah you read about, you gain so much motivation, you gain so much jazbah, whether they're in today's era, whether they're from 100 years. And one great account that I would like to share with you first is regarding from the court of Harun Rashid, and his waqiyat are very inspirational.
Subhanallah.
A caliph, a king, a leader, and yet he was so loving of the religion of the ulama and the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, that once one of his ministers, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Musharraf alayhi rahmah, he posed a question while he was sitting in the court of Khalifa Harun Rashid, and he said that if someone requests you to return his slave who has run away from him, would you return that slave back to him? And Harun Rashid al-Rahman said, without doubt, if somebody's run away and they've run away from their master and is a slave, of course I'll return him back. Now listen to the next comment. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Musharraf humbly said, sir, I'm the slave of Allah Azza wa Jal. I have also run away from my real master. Please give me permission from my duties and let me return.
Allah Akbar.
Now when he heard these comments, and they all started to cry and weep, every single person in the court of Harun Rashid al-Rahma began to start to cry, and they wept, and eventually Harun Rashid al-Rahma said to him, you may go. Now why is free? He could do whatever he likes. The first words that uttered from his lips after becoming free, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. The first clothing that he puts on is the ihram.
Allah.
His first destination is towards the Kaaba.
Allah.
His whole life is changed. He said, I have run away. I'm a slave that's run away. My eyes have opened. And all of his thoughts, all of his thinking now has changed. And he starts to make his way towards Makkatul Mukarrama. On the way, he meets another pious person of Allah Almighty, Sufyan alayhi rahmah. A wali recognizes a wali. Quality recognizes quality, doesn't he? You say in the world, a rich person recognizes a rich person.
Mm.
But a wali, a friend of Allah, recognizes a friend of Allah. He sees him and he has dust now on his face. And he is in this condition. He said, you used to be the minister of Harun Rashid. Look at your state today. And listen to his words. He said, in that ministerial position, when I had that authority, had that power, had that luxury, I never had the mazah, I never had the school, I never had the satisfaction that I have in this life and this way that I'm living now. And he continues, and when the ulama of Makkah hear that there's such a great individual that left his position, and now he's coming, they see him, dust on his face, he is weak, he's in a difficult position, and they come and greet him, and they say, why did you do all of this? He says, just leave me, let me go to my destination. His first sights, they fall upon Baytullah, they fall upon the Kaaba, and he has no other thought, he makes dua, and his soul leaves his body. Look
Allah.
What his journey was. And look where he ended up. And today we have everything. We have everything today. And yet when we're told and we are commanded to go to the masjid, read our salah, and we are told to give our zakat, we have a million and one thoughts. But yet these individuals, you read about them, they had such positions, they had such ranks, some were kings, some were ministers. But yet when the khawf and the fear came upon them, they left everything. And their lives, they changed not just
themselves, they change the people around them. And today we'll be learning about these great friends of Allah Azza wa Jal. And even today, inshallah, we'll be learning further that how we can gain their blessings, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ji Shahid bhai.
Beautiful point, bhai. Subhanallah, bhai. These friends of Allah, you know, they had one thing in common with themselves, that they had true fear of Allah Almighty and to please Allah Almighty. If we look at the life of Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi, for example, today when we do some sort of business and we do any work, anything as such, we give priority to our work or business and we leave our obligation worship as a secondary. Whereas our predecessors, the friends of Almighty, they prioritize the deen more important than anything else. So then Sayyidina Baghdadi, he used to have a mirror business. And whenever he would come to his shop, he would drop down the curtains and he would offer 400 rakat in Nafal Salah before anything else. And after that, he would leave his business and went to the court of Sayyidina Siri Sakti, where he performed worship in a small room in the house. And he spent 40 years in this state.
Aye.
For 30 years, he would perform Isha Namaz and then stand and do Zikr of Allah Almighty until the morning. And with the same wudu, he would then offer his Fajr Salah as well. These are the friends of Allah Almighty. Further on, Shahzad Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Ramdullah, he states that when Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi passed away, some of my friends, we went to see him. They said that we saw that a few months before they passed away, he was offering his salah while sat down due to the weakness. And he says that the friends of Allah, they asked him, O Abu Qasim, what is the reason for this? Why are your feet swollen? He replied, Allahu Akbar, that this is but a blessing. It's
Allah,
a blessing of this.
Allah.
He says that, O Abu Qasim, what is the harm if you take some rest? He replied, now that I have some time in which I can gather some good deeds, after this, where will I get such time to
Allah.
Do good deeds? So we hear that these friends of Allah Almighty, our pious predecessors, they would offer their Fajr Salah with the same wudu that they formed the Isha Salah as well. For many years, whereas there are several people who do not offer their Fajr Salah, they don't offer the daily Salah. This is the state of us nowadays, whereas our pious predecessors, they are so much love with the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, whereas many people nowadays, they are more inclined to fashion than everything as well. They neglect the religion. It's important that we attach ourselves to such an environment, such a person that who would constantly remind us about our hereafter. Our life in this world is temporary. Alhamdulillah, this day and age, the friend of Allah Almighty, we know, well known throughout the globe, Amir al-Sunnah. If we look at the life of Amir al-Sunnah Shahzad, it's amazing. For many, many years, they have done so much work of deen. And if we look at in the current climate, such Allah-fearing person, Amir al-Sunnah, who has not only changed the life of himself, but he's changed the life of millions across the globe. Those people who used to commit sins, such as, you know, singing, and who had love for visiting places of London or Paris or some other places, they've changed their life. They've become five times Namazi. They've become the lovers of Medina. They have changed and they are now waking people up for Fajr Namaz. This is the phase of Amir al-Sunnah. In this day and age, if we really want to see a friend of Allah this day and age, Amir al-Sunnah, Alhamdulillah, has changed the life of many people. That's why, you know, we say, Peer Mera, Aakhon Ka Tara, Dil Ka Sahara. Alhamdulillah, what a wali of Allah, what a friend of Allah Almighty.
No, the friend of Allah are those really, they remind you Allah Almighty.
Alhamdulillah.
When you look at them, they remind you Allah Almighty. Aap unko dekhenge to aapko Allah ki yaad aayegi.
Absolutely.
Who are the beloved of Allah? Allah Azza wa Jal ke jo mehboob hain, Allah Azza wa Jal ke dost hain, wo kaun hote hain jo Allah ka zikr karte hain, Allah ko yaad karte hain, aur Allah Azza wa Jal bhi unka charcha farmata hai.
Alhamdulillah.
Yani ye unki qualities hain. Who are the best people? Kehte hain yaar wo best people hai, wo best people hai. Lekin Aqa Alaihi Salatu Wassalam ne kya farmaya? Would I not tell you who are the best people? Best people wo hai, tumme behtareen log wo hai ki jinhe dekh kar Allah Taala yaad aa jaye. Ab aap gaur karenge, हमारे पास तो ऐसे ना जिनको देख को किसी को क्रिकेट मैच याद आता है, किसी को देख कर लतीफे याद आते हैं, किसी को देख के कुछ याद आता है, किसी को देख के जोक्स याद आते हैं, लेकिन जो फ्रेंड ऑफ अल्लाह होते हैं, यू डोंट हैव टू गो एनीवेयर एल्स. द राइट नाउ वी हैव एग्जांपल ऑफ अमीर अहले सुन्नत दामत बरकातुल्लाह इन फ्रंट ऑफ अस. हम क्या हमारे इतने बुजुर्गाने दीन की बात कर रहे हैं तो हर एक के लिए एपिसोड चाहिए. हमें मुसीबत मिले तो हम टेंशन में आते हैं, वो मुसीबतों पे ऐसे शुक्र अदा करते हैं जैसे हम नेमतें मिलने पर शुक्र अदा करते हैं, अल्लाह वो भी बहुत कम लोग करते हैं, ये होते हैं अल्लाह वाले। और अगर बात करें अमीर अहले सुन्नत की आज के दौर में, क्या बात क्या करें, उनके कमाल की बात करें, उनके किरदार की बात करें, उनकी मुस्कुराहट की बात करें, उनके कलम की बात करें, उनकी तहरीरों की बात करें, उनके अदब की बात करें, उनके क्या कहते हैं आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम से इश्क की बात करें, या मदीने मुनव्वरा के इश्क की बात करें, या गमे मदीना देने और दिलाने की बात करें, गमे मदीना में रोने रुलाने की बात करें, या कुरान पाक से मोहब्बत की बात करें, या क्या कहते हैं आले बैत की मोहब्बत की बात करें, या उनकी बुजुर्गान दीन से मोहब्बत की बात करें, औलिया कराम से मोहब्बत की बात करें, यानी जिस एंगल से भी देखेंगे राइट नाउ आपको वो चीज ज़ोहद तक्वा इंकिसारी आजिज़ी जो हम किताबों में पढ़ते थे आज के दौर में आपको नजर आएगी वो अमीर सुन्नत की जात में।
मेरे बापा जे आना और मेरे बापा जे आना
क्या बताया हमको अत्तार ने दिया अल्लाह की याद, या वही बात है इनके पास देखे ना गुनाह करने वाला मतलब बदनाम में जमाना भी कहना जाए थोड़ी देर बैठता है अपने गुनाहों पे जो है दिल के अंदर नदामत होती है बैठे बैठे रोने लगता है बैठे बैठे। हमने देखा खुद जाके सकल आपने भी देखा हो जब गए लोग आते हैं बस बैठे बैठे देखते देखते रोने लग जाते हैं और रोते रोते वहीं पे फिर तौबा करते और नेक बन जाते हैं। ये है वो जो जो क्वालिटीज है फ्रेंड ऑफ अल्लाह में उनको देखकर जो है ना वो अल्लाह याद आता है।
Only seen a male sunnat on the screen. There's a couple of things that I want to mention.
लेकिन भाई यहाँ भी स्क्रीन पर देखने का भी अलग मजा है। वो कहते हैं दम करना है तो लोग स्क्रीन के पास दौड़ जाते दम हो रहा है। आप ये देखिए कैसे कमाल की बात है, स्क्रीन पे मुस्कुराते ही लोग उधर ही मुस्कुराने लग जाते हैं। ये भी कमाल है या नहीं है?
Amazing, amazing personality that on the screen such people are attracted in such a way. But alhamdulillah, we have been fortunate to be in the company of Amir al-Sunnat. And the first thing that I would mention is that, you know, when we're on TV, we're a little bit different to what we would normally be like.
Hmm.
With the way we probably sit, we'll be a little bit more cautious, to make sure the camera, everything's on us and people are watching, make sure Imam are straight. And if we're eating, there'll be a bit more, because camera's on us, we're on Muslim channel, we're live. But I guarantee you, those people that haven't seen, I'll just explain to you that Amir al-Sunnat is naturally like this all the time.
Aye, aye, subhanAllah.
It's naturally like this all the time. So when the camera,
behind the camera,
in front of the camera, Amir al-Sunnat is like this all the time. Because we have seen with Alhamdulillah, being Karachi twice. And looking at Amir al-Sunnat, it's normally like this for him all the time. And the other khubi, the other beauty is that, look, we change. There's a certain time in our life that we change. Amir al-Sunnat, the people that have been with Amir al-Sunnat, they say Amir al-Sunnat, what he used to do those years ago, alhamdulillah, the same things he still does now. Meaning, if he was Miswak Sharif then, he's still using Miswak Sharif. If he had the jazbah to write, he's still writing today. It's not the case that suddenly, when he was 35 or 40 or 50, something happened and he changed. No, from day one. Love for the Ummah, love for the Sunnah, God for the Ummah. This continued and the blessings they grew in this. And the next thing that I'll mention is that seeing Amir al-Sunnat in real life, trust me, I was in the queue, when I wanted to meet Amir al-Sunnat, and I was thinking, I'm going to ask Amir al-Sunnat to make dua for me, I'm going to say this comment, and before me, grown men, in their youth, that their parents would used to tell him, son, read namaz, they didn't listen.
Son leave drugs, it didn't listen. Son leave alcohol, son leave guilt, it didn't listen. But an individual sitting miles and miles away in Karachi,
Allah,
who they haven't met, he said a word, he wrote a word, and automatically they started to accept it and believe it. And these individuals were in front of me in the queue, and they started to cry profusely. They were screaming, they were yelling, their whole kafiyat had changed. And these were people, and I remember myself when I reached to Mail of Sunnah, everything that was in my mind, when you look towards, you couldn't even look towards the face of Mail of Sunnah, such is the awe of the personality, that you forget everything, and you just put your hands up and hope that Mail of Sunnah, he understands what you're trying to say, and he makes dua for you. And then you saw people, the individuals, that had used to live lives of luxury and do everything that was unfortunately wrong. But they've been in the company of Mila Sunnah for a moment, and now they are crying and they're repenting of their sins. You don't see this. It's not like it's made up. It's a story that we are mentioning with our own eyes. Hundreds of thousands of people, not just from the UK, but from around the world. Youngsters have gone into the court of Mila Sunnah. Those that used to love fashions, love the world, love sport, love everything. They left all that adopting the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. There has to be something. There has to be something, there has to be a reason for this. We stand around, nobody changes. We could stand in the street all day. Nobody will even probably give us a second glance or a second look. But there are queues of people that are willing to sleep outside, wait their turn in the queue, and then just to have one handshake with a male sunnah. This is the attraction of the friends of Allah. That they pull people closer towards them, and that they don't, for their own benefit, don't ask for anything. They don't ask for money. But what do they ask for? That you sort yourself out, that you read your namaz, that you act upon the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and you repent of your previous sinful life, and you come onto the path of piety. So mail the sunnah. So we are seeing on the screen, but trust me, behind the camera, mail the sunnah is always like this.
Behind the camera, तो और भी ज़्यादा scene हो जाता है. और भी ज़्यादा खूबसूरती आती है उनकी. क्या बात है.
Remember, we were fortunate to be in the same room and eat with mail the sunnah. And the first time I was so close to mail the sunnah, he opened the door, and just seeing mail the sunnah there, you thinking that on the camera looks so beautiful. But you know, like if somebody should say to us, well, you look good on the camera in real life, or I thought you looked like this, but you know, you don't look quite like that, you look a bit more, they will make this comment. But when you see a male sunnah in real life, it's even more beautiful. The smile you're attracted to, you want to look at, and when he enters the room, the whole attention, the attraction of everybody goes towards a male sunnah. If a male sunnah says, lower your gaze, everybody's got their gaze lowered and their hands raised. Male sunnah said, who wants this book, who wants to give? We can't get so much trouble 3 days with this. Well, for 3 days, we try our best. Our brother, our friend, our nephew says, look, next year, we'll see. Mail the Sunnah makes one announcement, and people are saying, yes, we're willing to travel. This is the attraction of the friends of Allah Almighty.
Subhanallah. So, labbay kehne ki to baat hai na. Baat ye ki Allah ne ye mohabbat dilon mein dali hai. Allah Azza wa Jal ne ye mohabbat dilon mein dali hai. Yaad rakhe, Allah Azza wa Jal ke wali se, the friend of Allah se jo bughz rakhega, جو دشمنی رکھے گا گویا وہ اللہ سے اعلان جنگ کر رہا ہے وہ اپنی آخرت داؤ پہ لگایا ہے وہ اپنے آپ کو خود ہی برباد کرنے کی طرف جا رہا ہے کبھی بھی ایسا نہ کرے کبھی بھی اللہ کے جو ولی ہوتے ہیں جو اللہ کے دوست ہوتے ہیں ان سے بغض نہ رکھیں ان سے محبت کریں ورنہ یہ آپ کی آخرت برباد ہو جائے گی یہ یاد رکھیے گا بالکل میں آپ کو صحیح عرض کر رہا ہوں جو مٹانے آئے تھے وہ مٹ گئے اگر آپ یہ پڑھتے جائیں جو بھی اللہ کے نیک ولی ہوتے ہیں یا جو بھی صحیح العقیدہ پیر صاحبان ہوتے ہیں اگر ان کے ساتھ جو دشمنی کرتا ہے ان کی باتوں پہ کوئی اعتراضات کرتا ہے تو پھر ان کا انجام اچھا نہیں ہوتا تاریخ آپ پڑھ لیجئے آپ یہ ساری چیزیں ہمیں ہمارے کو بتا رہی ہیں کہ ہمیں ان کی ماننی ہے کیونکہ جب اللہ عز و جل کسی کو اپنا دوست بناتا ہے کسی محبت کرے سب سے پہلے جبرائیل علیہ السلام کو فرماتا ہے کہ میں اس سے محبت کرتا ہوں تم بھی محبت کرو پھر جبرائیل علیہ السلام تمام فرشتوں میں اعلان کرتے ہیں اور پھر اس کے بعد وہ محبت وہ لوگوں کے پاس ہوتی ہے پھر وہ لوگوں کے دلوں میں محبت ڈالی جاتی ہے پہلے جو ہے وہ عرش پہ چرچے ہوتے ہیں بعد میں فرش پہ چرچے ہوتے ہیں تو یہ جو محبت ہے آج اللہ کے ولیوں سے اللہ کے دوستوں سے یہ ڈالی گئی ہے دعا کریں اللہ یہ محبت قائم رہے ہمیں ایسوں کی صحبت نہ مل جائے کہ کہیں برباد ہو جائے کیونکہ یہی لوگ ہیں جو میں اللہ کی یاد دلاتا ہے آپ سالوں تک گناہگار 20 سال سے گناہ کر رہا ہے ماں باپ نے سمجھایا جیلوں میں گیا سزا کاٹی سب کچھ ہوا نہیں سدھر رہا ہے آتا ہے رمضان میں امیر اہل سنت کے ساتھ एतकाफ करता है, नजर पड़ती है, तौबा करता है, रोता है, आप कमेंट से नहीं सुनते? लोग रो रो के बयान कर रहे, मैंने जिंदगी जाया कर दी, मैंने ये कर दिया, मैं ये नाफरमान था, मैं ये करता, ये क्या चीज है? किसको पैसे नहीं दिए, किसी को बोला नहीं है, ये वो चीज है जो अल्लाह ने दिलों में डाली है। और ये वो चीज है कि जो जो, जो पहचान है कि जो अल्लाह के दोस्त होते हैं, जो अल्लाह के वली होते हैं, उनको देखकर खुदा याद आता है।
वी लुक एट आवर ओन पर्सनल लाइफ बिफोर वी केम इनटू द माहौल, व्हाट वाज आवर स्टेट, एंड सिंस वी हैव बीन इन द माहौल एंड विद द ब्लेसिंग ऑफ अमीर अल सुन्नत, हाउ वी हैव चेंज्ड आवर लाइफ इन दिस एस्पेक्ट। इट्स ऑल ड्यू टू द ब्लेसिंग ऑफ अमीर अल सुन्नत, द वे ही हैज Alhamdulillah, giving us guidance what we need to do, and giving us this love of for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the love of abiding by the Sharia. And when we do something now, we tend to think twice before we do any action. Before coming to the mahal, maybe our thought was completely different. Maybe we didn't care what we did. But Alhamdulillah, since being in this environment of Dawud Salami and the fear of Mary Sunnah, many people think twice before they do any actions, especially when it comes to if somebody calls us as a problem or is there's a dispute between us. We tend to get angry, or we tend to start ranting and raving. But since being in the mahal, we will be calm and think about the consequences before we take any action. Remind me of the incident of Azim Malik in the Dinar situation, of how they were when they took a property or rent, and the neighbor was a non-Muslim, and he made a gutter that which would bring dirt into their garden. Well, the Malik bin Dinar, they didn't get angry, they just remained calm. One day, the non-believer, he said, asked that, you know, I'll cause you so much problem, and, you know, do you not get angry, do you not get problems with this? The beautiful reply, this is that, I don't get this angry, because Allah Almighty, you know, keeps me away from getting angry. And these friends of Allah Almighty, they control themselves in every aspect. And hearing this reply from the non-believer, he says, you know, I repent from this, and make me recite the kalma, make me become a Muslim. These are friends of Allah Almighty. Amir al-Sunnat, how many people's lives have they changed in this day and age? Many people who were far away from deen, many people who, as you mentioned, committed, you know, crimes and been sentenced and was being in prison, they learned about the religion, they learned about the right, and they've changed themselves, and now they become imams of masjid as well. This is the,
subhanallah,
you know, faith, the love of a middle sunnah which has transformed many people.
Acha unme quality aur bhi agar in leadership ki amiyale sunnat ki baat kare, leader bahut sari organization banti hai, लेकिन वो जैसे ही बनाने वाला जाता खत्म हो जाता है। अमीर अली सुन्नत वो लीडर है, उन्होंने ऐसी लीडरशिप तैयार कर दी है, यानी लीडर होकर ऐसी लीडरशिप तैयार की है कि आपको देख रहे कि मदीना ही मदीना है। यानी ये भी क्वालिटी होती है कि इस चीज को तैयार करना। लोग होता है ये सिर्फ मेरे लिए हूं, अमीर अली सुन्नत ने ऐसे कि हजारों लाखों मुबल्लिगीन तैयार कर दिए, और हर एक का होता है यार मैं ही खाली बयान करूं, लोग मुझे ही सुने। लेकिन आप देखेंगे ये लीडरशिप की क्वालिटी होती है कि मेरे बाद भी सिस्टम चलता रहे। जब इस्लामी उम्मत की बात करनी है तो सिस्टम ऐसा हो कि वो एक चलता रहे, मैं चला जाऊं दुनिया से लेकिन सिस्टम चलता रहे। तो अमीर अहले सुन्नत ने अपनी हयात के अंदर ही ऐसी लीडरशिप तैयार कर दी है। निगरानी शूरा को ले ले, अराकीन शूरा को ले ले, उसके बाद आप मुशावरतों को ले ले, ऐसा सिस्टम नीचे तक बना दिया है कि ऐसी लीडरशिप तैयार की है कि अल्लाह अकबर। इसी को कहते हैं कि पीर मेरा
Regarding the leadership skills, Amir al-Sunnat is such a leader that he's created so many other leaders. Our brother was mentioning that before he ever saw Amelia Sunnah, before Madani Channel, before VCD era, etc., etc., he said that Madani Kafli used to come to his local masjid. And in there used to be such brothers that are very attractive in the way they used to dress, very simple, chadar, and the way they used to sit and eat. He's never seen nothing like it. I thought, oh, if these people are like this, I'd love to see their teacher.
Allah.
I'd love to see their mentor. If these individuals are like this, imagine the state of their teacher. And that's one way you can judge an individual. That people see the disciples of Amelia Sunnat and they say, this is the rank and status of them. Imagine the rank and status of their spiritual guide, their Sheikh Atriqa. So this is amazing that what Amelia Sunnat has done. Another waqi which Shahid Bhai has mentioned regarding the sabr of individuals. Amelia Sunnat sabr in those difficult times to spread. Even now is a difficult time. Somebody acts upon the deen or they propagate the deen. It's probably, I would say, the most difficult thing to do. Going to work, coming back, you've done your day, you've done your job. Going outside, going to the gym, your limbs, your body will hurt. But to do the work of deen is the most difficult thing to do. Why? Because people will put obstacles in your way. They make it difficult for you. Your own family will go against you. People start to assassinate your character. They'll start to point fingers at you. And it's very difficult to do the work of deen. So somebody gives up. They say, I can't do it. Amelia Sunnat started the work of Dawud Islami in 1981. An individual that was unknown to people, not a rich family, not a family that people knew about. And he started with so much sincerity that this work started to continue, started to increase and increase and increase. He faced difficulties, he faced many problems. He used to go invite people. One account is the individual who was sitting there, Amelia Sunnat invited him. He was so rude that he had pan in his mouth. We know the color of that is very, obviously, devastating for the clothes. He spat that onto the white clothes of Amelia Sunnat.
Allah.
Amelia Sunnat still didn't scold him or shout at him, but he said to him that if you are free, or if you like, no, he said first, that if this is enjoyment for you, you can spit more.
Allah.
If this is enjoyment for you and you liked it, I don't mind, spit more. Here's my kurta, you can spit even more. Then Amelia Sunnat didn't stop there. He said, if you're free in the evening, there's a masjid here in Karachi, and if you want to come, there'll be a speech, there'll be ijtima there. Now, would we do that to somebody that spat at us? That individual, he felt embarrassed. Now, this Maulana of spat at him, of done this. Now, come on, at least I must go to the gathering. Now, when he went to the gathering, these are his words. He said, I sat near the back, I got there a little bit late. He said, never in my life have I seen so many youngsters with Imama and Zulfa all facing towards one speaker and listening attentively.
Allah.
He said, oh, I look for the individual that invited me, so I could apologize. It was wrong of me to do that. He said, as I looked around, I couldn't see. But then the voice sounded very familiar. The one that was doing the bayan in front of thousands was that same individual that I spat at. That was Amelia Sunnat that was at the front. I was the person that was his bayan, and he was going around inviting people. Do we invite people if it's our bayan? We say, look, it's my bayan, you invite. I'm the one that's going to come, do the bayan and go. So my dear friend, brother, alhamdulillah, such is the organization that Amelia Sunnat has created. That even the followers inside this organization, people are
like, SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah, kya baat. شاہد بھائی کیا کہتے ہیں آپ؟
On the aspect. Anyway, he goes on. Later on, the person realized what he'd done. And he went to the Ishtima and realized that the Bhyan and everything, he was so heart touching. He changed his way off completely. He grew a beard and was with the Imam Sharif and the Madhi Labas. And sometime later, he approached Amir Sunnath and he says to him, "Do you recognize me?" Amir Sunnath said, "No, I don't actually recognize you." But then he relayed the incident to him. And says, "This is what I've done, and I'm sorry for doing what I did at that time. And you have changed my life." This is Amir Sunnath who's changing the life of many people across the globe. Not only, you know, just physically appearance, but spiritually people are changing. Just that they're becoming namazi, praying 5 times a day, keeping the fast throughout the month, keeping the nafli fast. Many of us probably, you know, don't even know that, you know, fasting on a Monday is a sunnah. Alhamdulillah, many people across the globe are doing that as well now.
Subhanallah. Inke paas baithne se hi na bahut kuch insaan ho. Wo kehte na 5-5 saal, 10-10 saal, maa-baap samjhate rahe. ये जो है 5 मिनट समझाते हैं समझ आ जाती है, 20-20 साल तक समझाते रहे नहीं समझ आई, 25-25 साल 30-30 साल तक लोगों को समझाया ये गलत है, ये गलत है, ऐसे करना चाहिए, 5 मिनट बैठ के समझाते हैं तो समझ आ जाती है। सुभान अल्लाह। कलाम सुना दो, टाइम कम है हमारे पास इंशाल्लाह।
सल्लु अला हबीब सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम।
جسے تم پیار سے دیکھو تمہارا لال ہے حقیقت کا کیا کہنا کیا کہنا کیا کہنا کیا کہنا تارک ہمت کیا کہنا
جو کہتے ہیں نا اس پہ ڈٹ جاتے ہیں, آگے نہیں ہوتے, آگے پیچھے دو مرضی کے. جو حق ہے وہ سچ ہے, اور حق پہ پھر یہ امیر اہل سنت کی ایک کوالٹی ہے, یقین کریں. اسی لیے تو آج دیکھیں نا کہ آج پوری دنیا میں ان کے ماننے والے ہیں. وہ انسان جن کی پوری زندگی اتباع سنت سے تعبیر ہے, جن کی دھن صرف اصلاح امت ہے, جو تقلیل طعام, تقلیل کلام اور تقلیل منام کی عملی تصویر ہے, جن کی مسکراہٹ سے پرائے بھی اپنے ہو جاتے ہیں, اور جنہوں نے جو ہے علماء کی توقعات پر پورا اترے, ہزاروں نہیں بلکہ لاکھ سے اوپر حفاظ دیے ہیں, ہزاروں علماء جنہوں نے دیے, لاکھوں سے اوپر جو ہے وہ قرآن صحیح پڑھنے والے امت کو دیے, جو امام احمد رضا خان, مفتی احمد یار خان اور اکابر کی جھلک جن میں نظر آتی ہے, جو مظہر امام غزالی اور شیخ جزولی ہیں, جو عرب و عجب کے علماء مشائخ کی آگ کے تارے ہیں, جو کروڑوں دلوں کی دھڑکن, جن کو دیکھ کر خدا یاد آتا, جن کی صحبت اولیاء کی صحبت کا فیضان, جو مدینے کی یاد میں روتے رلاتے, وہ کوئی اور نہیں امیر اہل سنت دامت برکاتہ العالیہ ہے. ان سے محبت بھی کریں, ان کے ساتھ جڑ بھی جائیں. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen.